Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. This episode will be part 2 of the tafsir of Surah Al-Hadid, and I'll be covering the ayahs 16 to 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 16, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has a time not come yet for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And what has been revealed of the truth? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah says, and do not be like those who were given the scripture before, meaning the Christians and the Jews. After a long period passed over them, their hearts became hardened and many of them are disobedient. Allah then continues to say, اعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Know that Allah revives the earth after its death. And we have certainly made the signs clear for you, so perhaps you will understand. This verse not only reminds us of the power of Allah, but is also a great analogy. Allah is showing us that just as He can revive the earth from death, He can also revive our hardened hearts. When they have strayed away, He can soften our hearts again by turning back to Him, by seeking Him. The next verse says, indeed those men and women who give charity, المصدقين والمصدقات, and lend to Allah a good loan will have it multiplied for them and they will have an honorable reward. Allah continues to say, والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون. As for those who believe in Allah and His messengers, it is they who are truly the people of truth. And the martyrs with their Lord, they will have their reward and their light. But as for those who disbelieve and reject our signs, it is they who will be the residents of the hellfire. It is reported in a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, the people of the paradise will look at the dwellers of lofty mansions in paradise as one looks at a brilliant star far away in the east or in the west on the horizon, because of their superiority over one another. And on that, the people will say to the Prophet ﷺ, O Allah's Messenger, are these lofty mansions for the prophets whom none else can reach? And the Prophet ﷺ will reply, no, by Him in whose hand is my soul, these are for men who believe in Allah and believe in the messengers. Verse 20 continues by saying, اعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Know that this worldly life is no more than play, amusement, luxury, mutual boasting and competition in wealth and children. This is like rain that causes plants to grow to the delight of the planters, but later the plants dry up and you see them wither. Then they are reduced to chaff, and in the hereafter there will be either severe punishment or forgiveness and pleasure of Allah, whereas the life of this world is no more than the delusion of enjoyment. In this verse, Allah is telling us that this world is in comparison to plants that grow and then they wither away. And Just as a farmer admires vegetation, the disbelievers admire this world and are absorbed in its beauty and amusement. They long for life more, and life is more dear to them, just as a farmer finds their vegetation very dear and that they are proud of their vegetation. This is also an analogy for how life is, the story of us as mankind, that we grow from young to and strong to being weak and old and withering away. That is the example of this life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so compete with one another for forgiveness from your Lord, and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth is prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. This is the favor of Allah. He grants it to whoever He wills, and Allah is the Lord of infinite bounty. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. No calamity or blessing occurs on earth or in yourselves without being written in a record before we bring it into existence. This is certainly easy for Allah. Out of all verses in the surah, this ayah strikes me a lot. It strikes me personally because it's such a reminder for us when we're going through any hardship that nothing in this world, no calamity, no blessing occurs except that it has already been decreed for us. Everything that has happened, when Allah is talking about a calamity on earth, it's referring, let's say, to natural disasters. And also calamities within ourselves, within yourselves, He's referring to calamities that we experience, like family problems, health problems, poverty. It is said in a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that Allah has ordained everything 50,000 years before He created heaven or earth. So everything that happens to us has already been preordained. And then Allah continues to say, we give you this knowledge, we let you know of this, so that you neither grieve over what you have missed, nor boast over what He has granted you. Allah is letting us know that He knows things before it will occur. He knows exactly how it will occur and when it will occur. And He tells us this so that we do not grieve over what has happened or what hasn't happened. This is to comfort our hearts in times of calamity. This verse helps us so much. I think the greatest lesson from this ayah is that it helps us overcome the despair that overcomes us when we are struck with calamity, when we are tested with something greatly and are trying to ask questions that, why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this? Why? We human beings would love to ask that question, why? We wish to avoid the bad things that happen to us. But this is Allah telling us that what has happened to you was meant for you, and you couldn't have missed it. This was written for you. Accepting decree of Allah is a great tool in overcoming grief. Anyone who has been struggling with grief, whether losing a loved one through death or going through a loss in some way, this helps us deal with that grief, that what has happened was written and destined by Allah, and we couldn't have avoided it. No matter how many times we ask why, and no matter how many times we try to ask ourselves that maybe if I did this and maybe if I did that, it wouldn't have happened. The Prophet ﷺ says, using the word if opens the door for shaitan, that if I did this and if I did that, then it wouldn't have happened. That is because you are saying that you are the one in control. It's defying the decree of Allah. It's defying that Allah has ordained things to happen. Whatever you could have done wouldn't have changed anything. that gives us rest to stop punishing ourselves. If you've been in a situation where you find that you're struggling to forgive yourself, or you're struggling to get over the grief, or you're struggling with accepting the situation, this is a reminder for you and I that no matter what you or I could have done, it would have never changed anything. This was meant to be. You couldn't have been any wiser. You couldn't have avoided the pain. You couldn't have avoided that accident, that mistake, whatever it is. Now, that's not to say we can't learn from our past mistakes so that we can avoid pain in the future or avoid making the same mistakes in the future, because we learn from our actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that the believer is not stung in the same place twice, which means that the believer is one who learns from a mistake and avoids putting themselves in a situation that exposes them to pain again and again. Allah has given us a mind in which we exercise free will and make choices for our lives. At the same time, we understand that if that situation has occurred, it was meant to occur. We can't go back in a time machine to redo our lives as much as we want to sometimes. That is the decree of Allah. It was meant to be that way. And we comfort our hearts by remembering that everything that happens to a believer is good for them. Allah, in His mercy, decreed for certain painful situations to happen to us so that we can become stronger and wiser and gain reward and to gain goodness from that situation. We learn in psychology that acceptance releases stress within the mind and body. And this is it, Allah teaching us to accept divine decree, that it's not in our control. We as human beings are always wanting to be in control, and hence we overanalyze and ruminate on how we could have taken action to avoid something or make something happen. We couldn't. The control is ultimately in Allah's hands. So if it's happened, it was meant to happen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who find comfort in accepting His decree. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who accept His decree within our hearts and make it a means of healing for us. Ameen. The ayah continues to say that Allah does not like whoever is arrogant and boastful, those who are stingy and promote stinginess amongst people, and whoever turns away should know that Allah alone is truly self-sufficient and praiseworthy. What does it mean by boastful people here is that it's talking about those people who believe that it's by their efforts that they have gained Allah's blessings, but really not realizing that it's actually due to Allah's decree. It's not by our deeds, it's by Allah's decree. Verse 25 says, "Indeed, we sent our messengers with clear proofs, and with them we sent down the scripture and the balance of justice, so that people may administer justice, and we sent down iron with its great might, benefits for humanity, and means for Allah to prove who is willing to stand up for Him and His messengers without seeing Him. Surely Allah is all-powerful, almighty. And indeed we sent Nuh and Ibrahim and reserved prophethood and revelation for their descendants. Some of them are rightly guided, while most of them are rebellious. And then in the footsteps of these prophets, we sent our messengers, and after them we sent Jesus, son of Mary, and granted him the gospel and instilled compassion and mercy into the hearts of his followers. As for monasticism, they made it up. We never ordained it for them, only seeking to please Allah, yet they did not even observe it strictly. So we rewarded those of them who are faithful, but most of them are rebellious." Allah here is referring to the Jews and the Christians. Monasticism is when someone gives up worldly pursuits to be completely dedicating their life to God, that they do not do anything else, they do not marry, they become a monk, a nun. So Allah is saying that I did not ordain for them to do that. They wish to do that thinking that they're doing greater for Allah. And even then, they didn't observe it strictly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of faith, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger, and He will grant you a double share of His mercy, provide you with a light to walk in on the Day of Judgment, and forgive you. For Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. And although this is a reminder for the Jews and Christians that they will receive a double share of His mercy, if they believe and fear in Allah, it's a reminder for us as well. This is so that the people of the book who deny the Prophet may know that they do not have any control over Allah's grace, and that all grace is in Allah's hands. He grants it to whosoever He wills, for Allah is the Lord of infinite bounty. And in the final verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is so that the people of the book who deny the Prophet may know that they do not have any control over Allah's grace, and that all grace is in Allah's hands. He grants it to whosoever He wills, for Allah is the Lord of infinite bounty. And again, although this reminder is for the people of the book, this is a reminder for us as well to remember that all control is to Allah. Everything is in His decree, and He wills what He wishes. I hope that listening to these two episodes have helped you understand a little bit about Surah Al-Hadid, understand about Allah's attributes, and some of the lessons we can learn from this surah. Jazakallah khair for listening. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.